Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 10th day of July, 2007. And coming up, we've got an engineer and architect coming on to talk about the collapse of the World Trade Center complex buildings, Tower 1, 2, and 7. Mike Rivera will make his once-a-month visit to this transmission as well. Here's an L.A. Times article, Mexican cartels outgun towns, L.A. Times today. And I have an entire stack of news here where illegal aliens drunk drive and kill people, but because they never had a license, they're not even charged with felonies, because if you never had a license, then it's only a misdemeanor to drive without one. And citizens get the book thrown at them. The illegals get released. Again, this is all done scientifically. They get more tuition than citizens. They get bigger tax breaks than citizens. They get blanket tax amnesty if the government has its way. All done because it's vital to destroy the United States. And let me tell you, destroying liberty and freedom is their business. The New World Order's business. Business is extremely brisk. I mean, it's a bumper crop in tyranny globally right now. So we'll be going over that report, and it dovetails with some really serious news. Now, we're seeing a similar story, similar headline every week now. Every single week now, we see this headline, but this is a new one today. Euro hits new high against U.S. dollar. If you type that into Google and you click the news function, you can scroll through the last few months of news with that exact headline. And you will see it every week, and if you graph it out, the dollar is an absolute free fall. In fact, it's more than free fall. In the scheme of economic time, this is the twinkling of an eye. It's equivalent to having your jet airplane pointed straight at the ground and putting your thrusters on full afterburner. The general public has absolutely no conception what's happening. And maybe I shouldn't be gloom and doom. Maybe I should just say this is good. I mean, mercury's good for your brain, the news says, and getting rid of the Bill of Rights and having more than half the laws that are out there not even being passed by a legislature, just bureaucrats just make it up. Maybe having an army with 20% illegal aliens in it is good. Maybe having foreign enforcers is good. Maybe every day seeing videos of cops beating cameramen up with pleasure is good. Maybe it's good to have almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Maybe it's good that the Chicago Tribune reports the government runs giant child kidnapping rings and no one's going to stop them. Maybe all of this is good. Maybe I should just shut up and be a little more positive about our country that doesn't exist anymore and is being merged into the North American Union and totally blown out financially. Maybe I should learn to be like a yuppie and just smile about it and just feel real powerful and official and giggle and snicker, and maybe I should go save all my money so I can buy a really big screen TV and show my neighbors and wear some little trinkets like a monkey so I can feel big and powerful. Euro hits new high against U.S. dollar. Euro soars through 1.37, $1.37. Now, let me bring that into perspective. In 2000, the euro was trading at 80 cents to the dollar. It is now at 137 to the dollar. That is a 57-cent move. A 57-cent drop in your dollar. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Robert Kennedy Jr. came out at the Live Aid concert yesterday, the ongoing propaganda fest, and said that you're guilty of treason if you don't support the fact that global warming is man-made and we've got to have global taxes to the central banks immediately or we're all dead, basically. Where am I going to go? Where are my children going to live? You heard Rothschild last week. It's we're all dead. It's over. Of course, it's the very eugenic societies that took over modern science who actually do want to corral us into highly controlled cities and then kill us with leisure and pleasure. This is why they're destined to fail. Most yuppies, most people aren't going to listen now. But as things unfold, they will listen. As the New World Order grows, they will listen. They will remember and go, where have I heard this before? Where have I seen this before as it's happening? Is this deja vu? And they'll go, no, it was that guy, Alex Jones. He said he had documentation. He told me where to go. He made films about it, but I wouldn't go see it. I was driving down the road in Colorado. I was driving down the road in Kansas. I was driving down the road in New York or Texas. And I heard him and I giggled. I heard it and I snickered. Or maybe something more simple that wakes you up, like You heard the politicians in Austin say they would never put toll roads on MOPAC when we exposed it 3 years ago, and we had their official documents. And they went on TV and said we were all liars. It didn't matter if we had their official documents. They knew you didn't know how to look them up or check them. Or even if you saw them on our own website, you just denied yourself they were real. And so you all went to sleep, and now they've announced they are putting toll roads on the road. But you'll still deny it till you're under the foreign-owned, controlled toll booths on the existing road. You'll have to experience it first. See? Or you'll laugh at me about mercury being in vaccines, because, see, when you found out, people finally figured out that autism was up many thousands of percentage points in the last 5-6 years, people started refusing to take it, so the government and the media lied and said, first they said mercury is good for you. That didn't work. So then they said, well, we've taken it out, which wasn't true. They actually increased it on average by 5 times. If it was at 50 times unsafe levels, they would increase it to 250 times unsafe levels. That's AP, by the way. The truth comes out occasionally. And then they would just make lots available in very small runs of non-thimerosal. So see, then parents who've just had a child a few years ago, the child was fine, but at 18 months gets his third round of shots and the baby's gone forever. And they email me and go, you know what, I don't appreciate you. I've got an autistic child. And you know, you say it's vaccines. They took the mercury out 4 years ago. And so how does my child have it? Well, they didn't take the mercury out, Mac. And by the way, don't blame me for what happened to your child. I'm trying to save these children. And then don't email me back and say, yeah, but my child is a boy, and why is it 10-to-1 boys that are autistic? What is that? Is mercury doing that? Well, yes, it is. There's several gene groups that express in males predominantly that block mercury in the blood-brain barrier that males many times more often tend to not have that gene being active, and so it can go across the blood-brain barrier, and it also is affected because they have similar tissues in the intestines to what the blood-brain barrier is, and so the gene is not active there as well, so there's also increased mercury absorption uptake rates. So you want to get down into actual facts. And this is what frustrates me, because I know when I just say, watch out, the vaccines have got mercury in them, your brains kind of spin like a roulette wheel or spin like a, you know, the image of a, comes to mind, of a slot machine, kind of spins, and then it comes up that, oh, well, wait a minute, they took the mercury out. Or then if you know they didn't take that out, well, how come it's boys? You see? We've researched this. I've had top scientists, medical doctors, toxicologists, neurologists, brain doctors on this show to talk about it. It is conclusive. Now, can you go find some government study paid for by the federal government that says, well, you can find any study you want. You can find them saying there's no mercury. You can find them saying mercury's good for you. I mean, you can find whatever you want, but it's a load of baloney. Let me tell you something. There weren't any autistic children, but maybe one out of a couple million in this country. No one even knew what it was 25 years ago. Now everybody knows. Now you can't go to the grocery store or to the mall or to church or to the movies or anywhere without seeing these poor children, many of them being wheeled around in wheelchairs by their mamas, and it literally brings a tear to my eye. My children have seen 2 movies, and I guess once a year, every 2 years or so, I take them to one. We went and saw Ratatouille. It's pretty funny. And I mean, it was just autistic children. I probably saw 10 of them. Just everywhere. I mean, how bad's the plague got to get? How many brains do the New World Order eugenicists got to grab and just crush in their hands? And I literally am sitting in this one autistic child is, you could tell, getting too much stimuli, yelling, turning around, smiling. Some of the other autistic children are having episodes in there, and I just looked at them. You could see their faces when they would turn around and look back at the projector. You could see in their faces the humanity there locked up because the cerebral cortex, like somebody took a laser beam, has just literally cauterized their cerebral cortex. The brain's there, the subconscious is there, all the thoughts are there, all the passions are there, all the opportunities are there, but they're walled off forever because that mercury went right through the processing centers and just blew it out. Like thunderbolts from Zeus right into their brains as the New World Order plays God. And I don't even know why I just started off the show getting off into autism. This is the message. Being ignorant will hurt you. Not being informed, not being involved will hurt you. I've been talking a lot this week about the case last week, and there have been more, by the way, since then, of the woman in Kansas in a major grocery store in the main aisle, right, the main aisle right off the entrance, bleeding to death, stabbed repeatedly in the stomach in a pool of blood with shopper after shopper stepping over her, taking photos on their telephones like it was television, like it was a spectator sport. Totally disconnected from reality, totally disconnected from your humanity, totally disconnected from your empathy, totally disconnected from everything. Totally disconnected. And we see it more and more. Now, what do you think the New World Order, who, by the way, engineered this into you by design, I mean, took already our slovenliness, our weakness, our evil, but they've magnified it scientifically, and we have all their own papers on that. I mean, where they brag about it. We're going to make them where they're ineffectual, where they're bestial, where they're petty, where they don't help each other. We're going to destroy their families. Then we can mold them however we want. I mean, I've literally got thousands of documents, hundreds of books. I'm wallowing in it as they talk about us as animals, and they laugh at all the things they're going to do to us. And I'm getting mad, folks. I'm getting mad when I see you all self-assured at the gym or walking down the street and you think you got it all figured out and, man, the world's your oyster and you have no idea this great evil is already up on top of us and it's getting worse by the minute like gathering storm clouds. And it didn't used to bother me when some yuppie on a big, and I'm not knocking you if you're on a motorcycle, but it just seems like they're always on a motorcycle. They'll be on some $70,000, $80,000 Harley, bald-headed lawyer. You know, and they'll always wheel past me at a boat ramp or on Congress or, you know, just somewhere where you find yuppies, and they'll just go, "Hey, punk, how's the black helicopter doing?" And then they'll laugh, and I'll see them drive off with a George Bush sticker, and I'm just like, "Man, that person's heard my show; they've seen it, and they're not going to check in anything I'm saying. They're listening right now, and they are laughing, folks. They think that gives them power." To laugh at the evil and just deny it while at the same time they accept it. Let me tell you something. The society is like that woman stabbed, bleeding, flopping around in her own pool of blood. The society is like that. Let me tell you something. The bankers wouldn't have devalued the dollar by more than half. Now, they've devalued it down 99%+. Ron Paul keeps saying it's worth 4 cents. I actually looked it up. That's a 7-year-old number. It was down to 3 cents 5 years ago. He's just being conservative. It's less than 1 cent now of what it was worth in 1913. But see, just in the last 7 years, more than half of that depreciation has happened. See, once you jump off the cliff, you start accelerating downward. You understand how that works? And I know you're giggling and laughing and feeling real important right now because the television taught you with mammalian dynamics how to imprint and with certain key triggers with your little imaginary friends and the relationships you have with your 4.5 hours of average TV watching a day. But those people aren't real. Those situations aren't real. You've all been trained how to basically be frozen at the level of nose-picking, booger-eating 11-year-olds. And you're in a real world, folks, with real people in black uniforms that want to line you up and put bullets through your little brains. This world is run by people that openly write policy papers how they want to release race weapons and kill most of the earth. The vice president published that. This isn't a game, yuppie. This is the real world. And you're in it, whether you like it or not. We're going to come back, get into the dollar, get into the latest global push for taxation right here in the U.S. as they try to push global warming tax.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live with an urgent message regarding Ed and Elaine Brown and their brave stand against the IRS. WTPRN.com and GCNLive.com have joined together to organize and promote the Live Free or Die concert on Saturday, July 14th in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Aside from a day of great music from bands like Poker Face, Dave Von Kleist, Blue Eyed Fools, Paperback Radio, and many more, the true purpose of this event is to come to the defense of Ed and Elaine Brown. Friends, we're also in need of donations to cover costs of staging this historic event. Ed and Elaine Brown have put their lives on the line to stand up to the IRS's tyranny, so please give generously to help this concert become a success. Join me, Randy Weaver, and more surprise guests on July 14th to become part of this effort to defend the Browns, as it is literally a matter of life and death. Again, go to WTPRN.com or GCNLive.com and click on the Live Free or Die banner for all the information. I hope to see you there.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Make that clear. But I'll count them because I know what I'm going up against. Now let me amend that. I learn every day just how evil these people are, and it blows me away. I mean, it brings me in my soul to my knees to think about. the 200 million people the globalists murdered last century. We're talking about a lot of people. 200 million. 200 million. 200 million. Words cannot describe how big that number is. Each one of those 200 million, a man, a woman, a child, a grandmother who'd given birth to children and who'd been there helping her daughter when she gave birth, people who'd worked long, hard lives and had experiences and who had made meals and worked in factories and worked in fields and painted and, you know, made guitars and pianos and written poetry, who had lives just like you do. Little 5-year-old children, 2-year-old children, 10-year-old children who were full of joy and had the light of God in their eyes, that sparkle of innate intelligence. Snuffed out, starved to death, shot, worked to death, poisoned, burned up, bombed, gone forever, murdered. You see, when Christ said, he that lays down his life for his brother will gain it, and he who tries to save his life will lose it, that isn't just figurative or spiritual. Of course, everything Jesus said really had three meanings. It's poetry, the most beautiful. But it was also talking about on this planet, in this world. If you've got a mass of people that only care about themselves, when everyone is only looking out for themselves, we are in a hell hole. Everything starts falling apart. You see, you think you're saving yourself. I've talked to so many of the, quote, well-to-do, middle-class people, hippies, yuppies, trendies, punkies, black folks, it doesn't matter, Hispanics, it's all the same. Same spirit. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to go out and make me some money so I can get me more gadgets and more bling and more all of this stuff. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. So that they can feel important in front of other people that don't even care. I've learned that I don't like having nice things. I don't like being looked at and sized up, and I don't like having to compare things. I mean, I really now, I remember growing up going, what is this Jesus said, give up everything you own, it's a burden. Now I'm getting to realize that money and things for me are only good like gas in an engine to fight the New World Order. It's only good so I can fly where I need to fight who I need to, so I can have the bandwidth to run our operations against the New World Order, so I can not have to spend all my time, I guess, grubbing around just so I can spend my time in the fight against the New World Order. But other than that, it doesn't matter. But you got these people that would literally, in the words of my grandfather, kill their grandma for a stick of bubble gum, who could care less about anyone but themselves, literal sociopaths now transferring, being warped into full-blown psychopaths, a nation, a world, planet psychopath, be a good name of a book. And the point I'm trying to get at here is a lot of people are into themselves and themselves only. And they think they get ahead by not caring about anyone but themselves. And in truth, you are committing yourself to a nightmare hell. And then when you stop caring about anybody but yourself, you stop being involved in politics, you stop wanting to know how government works, you stop even reading the newspaper, though it's propaganda. Most of you don't even read newspapers. Most, the general public, not our audience. I know our audience voraciously does, because you've gotten into reality. You know how addictive it is. You know how alive you are now that you don't watch television anymore, or very limited amounts. I used to watch 2 hours a day. Just 10 years ago, I was still watching 2 hours a day. Not anymore. I might watch 2 hours a week, and that's analyzing. I might go to a movie now once a month, and I'm cutting back more and more, and I'm more and more alive. My brain now literally has storms of activity and ideas and dynamic human spirit developing, and I'm just an average person. All of you can do that. All of you can be part of this wonderful life and all the mysteries of life. Instead, it's being stolen from you by those that traffic in men's souls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
Try to blast through news instead of just ranting. I've got comments on 9/11 Truth, where it's going. I've got a host of issues I want to talk about. I'm going to try to condense them down. Coming up is Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then Jerome Corsi about how they're planning to introduce into the full House North American Union legislation. Could be as early as this fall. And then, of course, in the third hour, Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com for his monthly visit with us from Hawaii. So that is coming up. I did want to take some time out to tell you about a couple of our different sponsors. One of them is eFoods Direct. They are the longest-running, continually running food company in the United States. I have bought food from them many years ago. I didn't even know that when I approached them about being a sponsor when I got another year's supply of food from them. And they're just wonderful people, and this is what they do. This is the business they're in. They're not one of these fly-by-night groups. High-quality, clean food, 99% organic, because you can't. If they had everything certified, it's basically impossible to get the real certifications, but it's almost all of it's organic. The word he uses is clean food, no fillers, high-quality ingredients. And it's simple. New Orleans, they didn't have food. They went to the FEMA camp. It's how they will control you, and you'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And I've got 8-year-old food, I've got 5-year-old food, and I've got 3-month-old food. It's really that simple. I guess 4-month-old food now. It lasts 10 years, 10 years conservatively. If you stored it in a cool place, it could last 15 years. And it's of the highest quality. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Just call, talk to them, get one of their brochures. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com, online at eFoodsDirect.com. Also, we have another great sponsor, and that's Researched Herbs, ResearchHerbs.com. Hundreds of great, well-documented herbal formulas and products. These are historically well-documented and really good quality at low prices. ResearchHerbs.com, 1-800-845-3841. Just check out their website, ResearchHerbs.com, or all our sponsors' banners on PrisonPlanet.com. They're on the right-hand side. Live 52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula, and it's an incredible detox. Endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals and herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, Live 52 is clinically proven to be very beneficial to the liver. 1-800-845-3841 or ResearchHerbs.com. And in closing here with these messages that make this broadcast possible, by the way, I have made 15 films. Now you could say, I guess, 15 and a half, because I wouldn't say I've made a new film with Terror Storm Special Edition. But it is 17 minutes of added footage on 9/11/77. You know, the whole thing with BBC saying that Building 7 fell before it had, and CNN, that's all documented. That's like 4 minutes of the 17 new minutes. Ground Zero demonstration, historical march, 9/11 is an inside job. That's like 3 or 4 minutes of it. It's got a bunch of other little vignettes in it that really beef the film up. It's been remastered, more audio, more video added throughout the film. And you always rush to do a film, and you wish you could go back and fix it up some and add some things. And there were one or two slight, not even errors, but things that could have been taken as errors. We changed those. We fixed those. And we're not above error here, but that's what it's all about here, trying to be better and better. And so this highly vetted film, vetted by you, over 7 million people watched it on Google and YouTube video. That's a conservative number. I've quit counting months ago. And so you all vetted it out and found a few problems in it. We fixed it, and it is released. Terror Storm, special edition. It is now, let me see, 130-plus minutes. Then with 68 minutes added, I don't know, it's well over 3 hours. I don't know how. 3 hours, 15 minutes or something with the extras on one DVD. Now available at Infowars.com. Get Terror Storm. By the way, it's going to be going up Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. You can download it there in super high quality. And we are shooting, because we had this before, but we had like 3 or 4 servers that kept causing problems, allowing folks to stream it. We want to give you the best we can. We've tried to find the best new flash we can, the best encoding systems, thousands of dollars in software, thousands of dollars in servers. And so we're going to be doing kind of a test run here for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You're still going to have the downloads, which work just fine. At peak times, decent connection rates. When it isn't peak times, really fast connection download rates. But we've got 2 servers now, and we're going to be trying to stream it to you in Flash, so you can get a really high-quality version of it. So you can be able, you'll be able to get it in streaming, in Flash, and in download. We're trying to bring that back. But we're testing it with the release of this, so we'll see what happens. But we've actually got 2 new servers now, or is it 3? We've got a test account with one, some ridiculous amount of terabytes, like terabyte connections and stuff. But We'll see, because what happens is all of you have shared your passcode. We don't have that many members, but everyone shared their passcode, which is fine with me. My goal is to get it out, but just maybe be judicious about who you give the passcode to, because they just keep adding servers and servers until the website is getting close to not paying for itself if we had many more servers. But it's actually paying for the webmasters and people right now, but it could get into a danger point if I just keep having to add server after server after server after server. This is not inexpensive. All right, I'm already digressing, and I said I have all this news to get off into, but PrisonPlanet.tv, if you haven't renewed your membership or you've never gotten a membership, go get it, because Terror Storm Special Edition, it's already been uploaded to the site, the download version, so we'll definitely have that up by Wednesday. But by the weekend, let me hedge my bet here, we'll have the streaming flash up there for you. This new flash looks really good, so we're trying to bring you a better viewing experience. All right, let me just blast through the news here. Euro hits new high against U.S. dollar. Euro soars to $1.37 mark, trading at all-time high on concerns about U.S. housing market. Now, that's the over-lending. But it's the very central banks, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, that own the predominant Federal Reserve. They're owned by Bank of England. Notice they've made their home country currency the strongest in the world, the British sterling pound, pound sterling. You notice that then they run around as holier than thou. They've kept the economy going, though it was on debt for the last 15 years or so, really the last 7 or 8 at full tilt boogie, by giving loans to anybody. Mainly ARM, these adjustable rate mortgages. And now they're calling them in. And now the big central banks who had the Cullings in the 1913 and 1933 and in the 40s and 50s and 70s and 80s, there's basically very few independent banks that are left out there who aren't narcotics traffickers. Any medium-sized banks you see out there are really just CIA or big corporation drug laundering fronts. So really, there's not many independent companies left. I mean, there's brokers who claim their banks or claim their mortgage lenders, but they're just brokering deals. They're just errand boys, paper stampers, paper shifters. So the globalists have gotten the economy to the point where more than 75% of the economy and of government investments have been made into private offshore corporations. So the foreign corporations own the government, own the investments of the government. By the way, that number's 2 years old. Where's that number come from? Walter Berrien doing an index look at it, commodities and exchange trader, and then, of course, the former auditor of the Air Force, the head accountant for the Air Force, the manager of accounts for the Air Force, like the city manager of the Air Force, very important position. He looked at it and found out it was true, and he's released similar numbers. A couple of years ago, they said 75. They haven't crunched them since then, but projections are we're at 80-plus percent, because then it starts really accelerating, of everything owned by foreign offshore corporations. I mean the government is. Okay? Comprehensive annual financial reports. That's the double set of books. They're totally public, but literally 1 in 100 people know about it. It's like an open secret. A cop listing, a police detective right now can verify this in 20 minutes. But you won't. You'll just deny it. I understand. It feels better to do it that way. So, that's fine. That's fine. You want to live like this? You want this to happen? It's your choice. Don't say you weren't warned. And so now they don't need an economy anymore. They don't need a, quote, free market anymore. All of this issuance of credit was to get you strung out like a heroin addict as much as they could, right to the edge of oblivion. I mean, right up to the razor's edge. Totally extended. Now remember, we passed in January of this year a number we've never had in the U.S. history. A deeper debt versus assets ratio than late November 15th was the previous record. November 15th, 1933 was the absolute depths. 3 years into the Depression, total bankruptcy, everything falling apart, we had a better debt versus assets ratio. In January, it passed that, and since then has gone way past it. I mean, it's like a funny car on a nitrous oxide. It's blown past everything. Boom. And what are the feds doing? They are putting billboards up everywhere with federal funds to hire more cops. They're federalizing local police departments under FBI command centers and CIA command centers. They're building FEMA camps everywhere as fast as they can. They're getting the police trained in riot and telling them bad stuff's coming. But they won't do it unless their supercomputers and their war gamers and their tacticians have got at least a 70% chance of you going along with it and being successful. They want limited riots and limited freakouts, but they want people to at least blame whatever young CEO they're going to claim did the trade that caused the collapse. Or, you know, I mean, they always do the same trick. It'll be some guy in Malaysia or some guy in London did it, or you know, some guy in Peking did it, or somebody in Tokyo, or somebody in Johannesburg, or, this is a Brasilia that caused the trigger, or terrorists blew something up and then that caused the trigger. Or a storm hit some refineries, and that caused a trigger. They usually like to have a person they can blame and trot out and give 10 years in prison. He'll have nothing to do with it, of course. I mean, they'll be doing unscrupulous things, of course. That's part of the system. And they'll come out, and they'll trigger this. And then you see, then they get to run around and act all official and have the very people behind it all sit there and give you the new answers. Oh, now we're in this deep trouble. Here's what you do. This is who's responsible, and here's the experts that are going to save you, and here's the experts that warned of this. You notice Greenspan for 3 years has been warning, and Bernanke's been warning, and the International Bank of Settlements 2 weeks ago said, oh, global depression, and oh, and Joseph Stiglitz 4 years ago. Let me see, 2002, 5 years ago, said it's all going to happen, and he's positioning himself that, oh, it was this brand of globalism caused it, not this other brand. We've had him on here on the show, Nobel Prize winner. So they're all positioning and hedging right now, and the general public has no idea what even hedging is, or just in the basic sense, or what currency valuations or devaluations mean, appreciations, depreciations. They have no idea what the prime rates are, what Federal Reserve rates are. They have no idea what inflation is, or if they do, it just means things cost more. I mean, they claim inflation's at 5.4%. It's 13.6. And that is being issued by the big brokerage houses. It's probably more like 20%. I mean, it's just, but eggs are still the same price. They're very careful, and they have even got papers where the globalists write about that, about keep the milk and eggs low, keep the basics. But a car that was 10 grand, 40 grand. A house that was 200,000's a million. Gas is doubled in prices. And as the dollar's devalued, they're now telling you, ooh, get ready for it to go up even more. See, listen to this. This is Frankfurt, Germany, Associated Press. The euro soared through 137 mark for the first time on Tuesday, trading as high as $1.3716 amid concerns about U.S. housing market. The 13-nation currency hit the new high before falling back a bit. It was up from previous record of 1.3682. It brought on April 27th above the 1.3623. It brought late Monday in New York. The dollar's drop came as U.S. stocks fell in early trading as Wall Street nervously awaited a speech from U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. That's the CEO of the private family bank that owns America. And has bought up our governments and has the tax money directly transferred to them. And if you don't like it, they've trained legions of people that watch Jack Bauer and want to torture. Okay. The dollar's drop came as U.S. stocks fell in early trading as Wall Street nervously awaited a speech of Federal Reserve Chairman, our owner, Ben Bernanke. And reacting to troubled forecasts from retailers, Home Depot, and Sears. Oh, that's why this is all happening. Sure it is. Bernanke is expected to speak on inflation later Tuesday in Massachusetts. And any indication that he believes prices and pressures and rising could heighten worries about possible interest rate increase and give the stock market a jolt. Meanwhile, Home Depot, Inc. and Sears Holdings Corp. offer disappointing financial onlookers that raise concerns about whether corporate America's future performance will give stocks the boost investors have hoping for. This is all lies and all spin. I mean, let's just take this last line. I mean, here's the problem. I see like 20, 30 lies here. I'm not exaggerating. Every word combo is a lie. Every way they lay it out is a lie. You can always tell these key financial reports are written by spooks, folks. By the way, declassified in the late 70s, that all the top AP people are defense intelligence, CIA, or private liaisons funded by intelligence agencies. I don't mean your local field filer. I mean the key editors and the key financial reporters. Remember, it was AP that was over announcing who'd won elections all those years very quietly. Let me read to you this propaganda. What was the big lie I was saying? The last lie I was on. I have to reread this to... Oh, let's just say they're telling the truth. They love us. Everything's fine. How's that sound? Bernanke is expected to speak on inflation later Tuesday in Massachusetts, and any indication that he believes price pressures are rising could heighten worries and possible interest rates and give the stock market a jolt. We'll come back, talk more about it. There's so many lies, I started spinning around on the page there. I don't even know where to start. I'm like a dog in a butcher shop. Which steak to bite into next? It confounds. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Yuppie, and that's unfair to say all yuppies, you know what I mean, the trendies, they're on top of the world. They like, remember when you were like 5 years old or 3 years old, you'd play imaginary games like you were a knight or cowboys and Indians, I've studied the psychology of these full-grown adults. They are in, like, Wonderland. It's like they're fooling themselves. You know, that childlike idea or feeling. I remember when I was three, I consciously, standing on the front porch on a bright sunny day, realized that what I thought wasn't the world, that I wasn't the world, that make-believe wasn't real. It was a jolting experience. And ever since then, I realized that most adults, that's why they like to dress up. It's why people like to pose. It's why it's for them. See, it's a power trip. And so the yuppie called up and found one of the extensions to some back line at the network and told somebody answering the phone that, oh, the yuppies are listening and we're laughing. No, you're calling in because deep down you're afraid, just like the little child you are. That's good. Of course, with a yuppie, though, it's like a power trip that we talk so much about him. It's like a feeling of satisfaction. Oh, look, he's talking about us. We're powerful. Ooh. Yeah, you're going to be real powerful. They bring us into a global depression. No, you'll go get a job working for the system. We understand. You think you're going to make money off of it. I understand that. But you'll have a son or a daughter who gets hurt by the system. You'll be too stupid to realize it was what you've done coming back on you when it does happen. But Euro hits new high against the dollar. Let me just get to this because I got guests coming up. This is Robert Kennedy Jr. at the Live Earth Global Push for Taxation. And just like the European Union officially said 2 weeks ago that you are a terrorist if you deny global warming. That's a headline. Well, here it's from their own mouth. We're treasonous traitors, too. See, it's the new global religion of feudalism and eugenics. Feudalism was repackaged as eugenics. Now eugenics has been repackaged as modern environmentalism. Now, understand, they expropriate in things that make sense. I'm not saying if you're an environmentalist, you're bad. I'm saying those running the movements are eugenicists. Here it is. Not excited.
Then buying compact fluorescent light bulbs, or then buying a fuel-efficient automobile, the most important thing you can do is to get involved in the political process and get rid of all these rotten politicians that we have in Washington, D.C. Who are nothing more than corporate toadies for companies like Exxon and Southern Company, these villainous companies that consistently put their private financial interests ahead of American interests and ahead of the interests of all of humanity. This is treason, and we need to start treating them now as traitors.
Okay. All right. Notice it sounds good. I mean, these evil corporations, these global corporations, Exxon, everybody knows they're very corrupt. But that's just like when Rothschild was on, he started calling me an oil baron. Just out of the blue, when his family has some of the biggest oil holdings in the world, including the British arm, owns Yukos Oil, owns Russian oil. That's come out in the Financial Times of London. I mean, you got the heir to a fortune that owns the Russian oil alone. Huge stakes in British Petroleum, Dutch Royal Shell, Anglo-American Oil. I mean, folks, I'm lower middle class. Oh, no, I'm an oil baron because just like the Federal Reserve financed newspapers across the country to claim the bankers were against the Federal Reserve Act when they actually wrote it. See how they fool you?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.